Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is shaping up to be a record-setting year for the Christmas travel season.
Gasoline prices are trending downward, and AAA is predicting a 2.2% increase in the number of people in the U.S. traveling more than 50 miles during the Christmas holiday period. While most of those people will be driving, Daniel Armbruster with AAA says millions of people will be flying, including just over 400,000 people in Texas.
So it's really something to be mindful of. If you're flying, make sure you get to the airport on time. We saw what happened over Thanksgiving at DFW, the lines just to get into the airport. So, you know, not sure that we'll see that again.
He says Thanksgiving travelers dealt with a lot of problems because of the government shutdown. And while that's over, he's still advising people to allow more time to get into the airport and to get through airport security. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Developing story out of Galveston. A small plane has crashed into the Galveston Bay. This is near the base of the causeway, and a rescue operation is actually happening right now. According to the Galveston County Sheriff's Office, members of the dive team, the crime scene unit, and the drone unit, they are all on the scene trying to help. There are reports this involves a Mexican Navy plane on a medical flight.
They just won a state championship. Now a football player at South Oak Cliff behind bars is accused of shooting a teammate.
18-year-old Xavier Mayfield was arrested after police say he shot his teammate in the neck while playing with a gun. Mayfield told police he thought the safety was on the rifle he was holding, and while looking at pictures from the state championship game earlier that day, he swung the rifle around and pointed it at his teammate. He says that's when it went off. Mayfield also told police he initially tried to take the victim to the hospital but realized he was bleeding too much, so he called 911. He's been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. South Oak Cliff won the 5A Division II state championship when they beat Richmond Randall 35-19. It was their fifth straight appearance in the title game. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, police in Carrollton say they were able to track down the man who stole some expensive watches because he committed the crime in the parking lot of their headquarters. The person selling the watches online agreed to meet the buyer in the exchange zone at the Carrollton Police Department. Police say that the buyer took the watches without paying and then, well, just up and left. They had pictures of him and his license plate. And they used the Flock safety network of cameras to track his movement. Police say he was eventually arrested less than 24 hours after the theft.
We're just a few days away from the new year. That means the state's going to see dozens of new laws take effect. Starting on January 1st, Texas sheriffs have to work with ICE by serving federal warrants at their county jails. The original bill limited it to just the biggest counties in the state. Now it's all counties. Texas also has a new age verification system in place. App stores have to verify users are over the age of 18 before minors can order apps, or they have to prove they have their parents' permission.
Yeah, the Cowboys didn't give you the Christmas present that you wanted. You guys gave me the one that I
wanted. That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
No meeting for you. Perfect.
What was the bigger disappointment? Was it the defense in the first half or the offense in the second half?
Absolutely. Listen, you know, defense for me is a lot of times you're at the mercy of how good the other quarterback of the other team is. Offense, you should be able to do what you want. You know, if you don't, it means that to me that somebody's missing assignments or somebody's not doing the things right or bad execution, bad play calling, whatever it is. That second half, and we've seen this in the second half of the season, the offense is not as consistent as it should be. You know, they had three home games earlier this year. They were scoring basically 40 points a game. Giants, Packers. Yeah. There was one Washington. Mm-hmm. And then since then, it's like, you know, all right, you didn't have a great offense against Arizona. You didn't have a great offense against Minnesota. You didn't have a great offense yesterday. So it's been a struggle.
Defensively, everyone wants to point to that. What do you think their biggest issue is? I mean, they look like there's a lot of them, but what's the biggest glare? Is it that secondary?
Yes, secondary, linebackers, the front four, the pass
the
rush,
whole thing.
The run stoppage, yeah. Tackling.
That's another all-encompassing answer.
Other than that, it's great.
Yeah, other than that, we're doing well. Great. And so when Jerry says, I like the bones of this defense, he's just out of his mind.
Look, I mean, you got to understand Jerry speak. Okay, you gotta kind of read into this. Jerry picks the players. It's never gonna be the players' fault. It's always gonna be the coaches. Look how many offensive coordinators and head coaches we've run through. It's not the players, it's the coaches. Look how many DCs and head coaches we've run through. It's not the players, it's the coaches. That's the way it is.
Speaking of defensive coordinators, is there any way Eberflus survives this?
Yes. And it's gonna be maddening. But the way he survives is Jerry doesn't want to pay him to sit on a beach.
Yeah.
Because he's got a contract for next year. I don't know what the contract total is. It's all speculation on what it may be. I saw AI say $4 million. I would be stunned if it's $4 million.
Yeah, he doesn't pay coaches like that. Not a DC.
No, I mean, Schottenheimer's making four.
Yeah.
Four and a half. But I don't think, you know, Jerry doesn't like to pay guys to do nothing. So it's that is the... The reason I have about 10 to 12% that he's back is that right there, that he doesn't want to pay him.
Is there any reason for optimism next year? I mean, I know we got the picks and everything, but I mean, could we hit on those? We haven't been drafting that well. We don't know about last year's, but
right.
The last two previous were horrible.
I mean, the optimism is that you have two first-round picks, and you could move down. You could trade down and stockpile. Yeah. There's the optimism for next year. You're going to have a third-place schedule. The problem is that also means you're probably going to play. Okay, so you're either going to play San Fran, Seattle, or the Rams because one of those teams is going to be a third-place
right.
team. And you're probably going to play Detroit, who's also going to be a third-place team.
Yeah.
That's not – I mean, Detroit could be good.
Yeah.
Again, like they had they're still put up 40 points a game. And in the South, you'll play what? Atlanta, who is always – I mean, they could be whatever.
We have trouble with them.
Right? So your third-place schedule – because of this year, because you're either going to play, again, Rams, Pack, 49ers, or Seattle, and then you're either going to play Green Bay if they lose out and Detroit wins out, or you can play Detroit.
Yeah.
Now, somebody asked Jerry after the game yesterday about resting guys now that there's no playoffs. The playoffs are not a possibility. Do you rest some guys in these last two games on the road? And he said, absolutely not.
I think it's a mistake because right now you're picking, I think, 13th.
Yeah.
Do you want to win both of these games and pick 17th?
Mm-hmm.
No, we need the higher pick.
You want the higher pick, right? Because then, you know, what happens if Green Bay makes the playoffs and then wins a game or two in the playoffs? Now all of a sudden you're picking 28th.
Yeah.
As opposed to Green Bay losing out, missing the postseason, you get two top 20 picks. Well, like that's what you want. You want Green Bay to lose out.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
That would be great. And then plus, you know, Jordan Love, we don't know what his status is
right.
next year.
And they have Baltimore and I think Minnesota.
So all the Joe Milton fans out there, probably not
playing.
Ain't going to happen.
Then one more thing, Pickens. How are we looking? Are we going to just franchise tag, or is this going to be drawn out as it always is with Cowboys contracts?
I assume it'll be drawn out. The reality is that they tag him. That's going to be expensive. It'll be about $30 million, and you can't. That's a fully guaranteed deal, so you can't manipulate that cap figure. And Dak is already owed about a $70 million tag for next year. So they're going to have to restructure Dak anyway. The best case scenario is sign him. And if you can't sign him, it's tag him and trade him because I don't see him playing on the tag anyway. I don't think his agent's going to allow that.
That's right. That's the same agent that did Micah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, next game. Next up, they got the Commanders in Washington. That is at noon on Christmas Day. A Christmas game for the Cowboys.
We got some bad Christmas games this year. The Chiefs are on
really,
Christmas
I
Day.
Yeah.
They're out of it.
Beginning of the year, you thought, wow, this is going to be great.
Beginning of the year, you had Lions-Vikings, Cowboys-Commanders, Chiefs. I don't know who the
Broncos.
Oh, Broncos. Like, there you go.
Oh, my God. That's great.
You only have one team that's still in the mix, and that's
Denver.
And then the Lions are hanging on by a thread.
Yeah.
I thought they were – no, they're not eliminated yet.
Who's that?
But they're called the Lions.
No, the Lions, if they went out in Detroit and Green Bay loses out.
But that's their only chance. Okay.
All right. Go Lions.
RJ, appreciate it. Thanks so much for stopping by. RJ Choppy, 105.3 The Fan, talking Cowboys this morning. There's a lot of football this weekend. First round of the college playoffs. And
yeah,
you went to a high school game.
My cousin's team, C.E. King from Houston, came up, got in the championship game, and then it got thoroughly demolished by DeSoto, 55-27. So
the Cowboys, that wasn't the only beating at AT&T Stadium.
It was a rough weekend football-wise. For me too, I bet on everything and I lost it all. I didn't think James Madison would cover. They did.
The heck? And A&M out. They can only muster a field goal.
And they missed so many field goals too. So did Miami's kicker, for that matter. But still, I know a buddy of mine was down there, and he was like, he was texting us in College Station. He said, Marcel Reed, I'm just not sold on him. He's going to rip my heart out. I think he throws a pick to end this game. And sure enough, threw a pick in the end zone to end the game.
We know, I think we kind of know the answer to there. There are a lot of answers, actually. The hardest part about being a Cowboys fan these days.
There's a few.
A lot of it has to do with all those Cowboys haters.
Mm-hmm.
RJ Ochoa with Blogging the Boys says he's getting tired of the trolls.
Is it really annoying when Cowboys haters or the people in your life who like to stir the pot with you say, like, yeah, the Cowboys haven't won the Super Bowl in 30 years? It's annoying. It's super annoying. Like, we've heard all the arguments, right? Like, we've entertained it all. We've argued against it many different times. Maybe you have reached a point of apathy where, like, whatever, I really don't care anymore. Just say what you want. Get the jokes off. I've heard them a million different times. Like, we've all heard the same jokes. Get new material. People are like, oh, yeah, the VHS tapes and whatever. That being said, it is something that is a reality, right? Like, I do find it to be annoying, and I find it to be frustrating, and I find it to be particularly annoying when you can't have a nuanced conversation with somebody about the drought era for the Cowboys, you know, the drought that Stephen Jones didn't believe existed almost a year ago. But it is ultimately what it comes down to, because, you know, history is written by the winners. I mean, like, and that's obtuse, and that's very simplified, and I don't like things that are obtuse and simplified, but that is the case here. This is a sport, you know, in general, but therefore a sport where history is written by the winners. And the larger your trophy case, the bigger your pen. And so the Cowboys don't have a single one to go off of anymore. I mean, they are just living in the past as far as the most important things that define the legacies relative to this game. And they have the ability to stop that, or at least to try very hard to stop that, and they don't seem willing to do that. At least they haven't for a very, very long time now.
Well, see, he's letting it get to him. And I mean, I've been a Cowboys fan my whole life. I'm used to it. I just, you know, I desperately would love for them to get back to that level and start winning Super Bowls again. But, you know, for as long as it takes, which is 30 years now, granted.
And the thing is, look at that.
Just let them yap.
You look at that 30 years. There have been so many teams that have made runs that have just sometimes they get lucky and things just bounce their way and the schedule works out. The Cowboys haven't had anything like that.
No, they haven't.
And 30 years, that's why you wonder, did Jerry make a deal with the devil? And the devil was like, come on, let me just have one more.
NFL yesterday, the Broncos' 11-game winning streak is over. They got beat by Jacksonville. You know, Jacksonville could wind up as the number one seed in the AFC.
I'm going to tell you, man, what we were saying at the beginning of the year, Trevor Lawrence is playing some ball out there.
Denver and New England are 12-3 right now, tied for the top spot. The Chargers and Jacksonville are at 11-4. Houston's 10-5. Those are probably your playoff teams. Indy and Baltimore almost done.
And Indy plays tonight. Old man Rivers gets another start against San Fran.
NFC, you got the Seahawks at 12-3. How about that? Number one seed
I
right
would
now.
Not have picked that at the beginning of the year. I thought they were going to be an 8-9, 9-8 team.
The Bears at 11-4. The Eagles at 10-5. Last wild card spot's coming down to Green Bay and Detroit, and it's going to take a lot for Detroit to get that. Lions may not make the playoffs. They played yesterday against the Steelers and lost. What an ending to that game. Jared Goff of the Lions down 5 points. It's fourth and goal from the Steelers' 9-yard line. Fourth down, that one play left, one chance. Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Lions catches the ball at the one. They tackle him. The ball comes loose. Goff picks it up and runs it in. Touchdown signaled. Flags all over the place.
The ruling on the field is a touchdown. However, pass interference.
How? Oh!
On the offense. By rule, that penalty is not enforced, and there is no replay. The game is over.
That was it. Offensive pass. And it was. Yeah. It was offensive pass interference.
You just hate to see a game end on a call like that.
Lions lose, and they are just about done. Take a miracle at this point.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.